USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the sake of all Americans, we must uphold the rule of law and defend the American dream for every child in our land. We must teach our children that America is the land of heroes.
President Trump making those comments in Wilmington, North Carolina. The president also declared Wilmington as the nation's first American World War II heritage city. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC he's fairly optimistic that the United States will have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
We have three now that are in phase three trials. At least a couple of them are more than half completely enrolled. So things are really right on target. As I've mentioned many times, and there's no reason for me to change this projection, I think we'll know by the end of this year, November or December.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Over $8 million has been given in federal assistance to Hurricane Laura victims in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying 80,000 people or so have registered for help after the storm blew through the area almost a week ago. John David Wells, host of the Wells Report, heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, traveled to Louisiana and talks about how the people are doing in their state.
Well, everybody's shaken. Imagine the worst thunderstorm you can think of,
right?
And then multiply it by 5 or 10. Laura came to the coast of Louisiana and Texas with 150 mile an hour wind.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it's possible there will be a coronavirus vaccine before the November election. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he will not be satisfied until there is a safe and effective vaccine, and that will likely happen closer to the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is doing what he can to help the Big Ten Conference play football. The president tweeting that he had a very productive conversation with Kevin Warren, commissioner of the Big Ten Conference. To date, the ACC, Big 12, and SEC are all playing football starting this weekend. President Trump, though, believes that one of the main reasons the Big Ten is not playing football is because of Democratic governors.
And they didn't like my narrative, so they just made up a narrative. Because if you look, Michigan is closed. All of these states that are closed, North Carolina is closed. These states that are closed are run by Democrats. And the reason they're closed is because we have an election on November 3rd. And they don't want the opening of the states, and they don't want the income. They want to keep it nice and closed. So I'm the football guy. I'm the one that wants to have football.
President Trump making those comments on Fox News. And finally, legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at the age of 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame says Seaver passed away in his sleep peacefully on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over 20 seasons in the big leagues. He spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1992. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.